Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting, tips to help you raise competent, godly kids. I'm your host, Sandra K. Chambers, and in this podcast, we cover parenting topics from both a practical point of view and a biblical worldview. Our goal is to help you raise kids with a positive, godly self-image so that they can become all they were created to be. Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting. Today we're going to be talking about how much is too much screen time for our kids. Last week we looked at a recent study that said early access by kids to screens is associated with atypical sensory processing. We as a society are becoming increasingly aware of the potential dangers of too much screen time. For all of the good that technology has to offer, there are certainly many drawbacks. This technology is all too new for us to know exactly how much is too much. With more and more research studies being done, parents can't help but wonder how to handle this aspect of their child's life. Nevertheless, there are some key signs of overuse. Number one, your child is regularly overstimulated. Overstimulation is one of the first signs of too much screen time. It's also one of the most common and most prevalent symptoms. Signs of overstimulation include aggression, bouts of crying, can't sit still, emotional shutdown or seeming to go numb, irritability, meltdowns, and oppositional or defiant behavior. Of course, these symptoms of overstimulation can have many causes. Furthermore, there can be some overlap with mental health issues. For example, a child with high anxiety may get easily overstimulated. As a result, they may not be able to tolerate as much screen time as another child, because too much screen time just exacerbates the existing anxiety. The second sign: physical signs of too much screen time. In addition to behavioral signs of overstimulation, there are some physical signs that parents can look out for. The first thing is to pay attention to your child's eyes. Are their eyes dilated after screen time? Do they have trouble making eye contact, especially after using devices? How is their vision? After all, too much screen time can lead to eye strain and related vision problems. Additionally, take note of your child's sleeping habits. In particular, look for the, quote, tired but wired effect. In other words, the child is tired but can't sleep, similar to when they have had too much sugar or caffeine. Insomnia is a very common symptom of too much screen time. Finally, consider any physical ailments. Does your child have headaches and/or muscle pain? Do they have digestive issues? These things can have many causes. You will have to rule them out, but screen time can be one cause. Number three, your child likes screens more than people. Take note of your child's interactions with others, particularly with peers. Do they enjoy doing things in person with their friends? On the other hand, are most of their friends actually people they communicate with primarily or entirely online? If your child prefers screen time to face-to-face interaction, then they might have too much screen time. They certainly aren't alone in this. Social media and texting are popular modes of communication. However, it is important for children to spend time socializing with others in person. This is how they learn to empathize with others, understand and use nonverbal communication skills, and interact with a diverse range of people. If your child has trouble with these things, limiting screen time may help. Number four, your child reacts poorly to no screen time. What happens when you tell your child that it's time to turn off their devices? How about when the Wi-Fi goes out? Some children grumble a little bit and then find something else to do. However, if your child is already exposed to too much screen time, they might not handle this very well. If your child throws a tantrum, doesn't know what to do with themselves, or keeps talking about their devices, then they probably need a longer break from the screen. Child counseling increasingly addresses issues related to too much screen time. If your child exhibits more and more of the above behaviors that aren't corrected by limiting their screen time, you may want to seek out a child counselor.